Thank you, Chair. I speak on behalf of the Global Trade Union Movement. Chair, we regret that questions relating to the personal scope of the LBI still remain outstanding. We didn't comment on the discussion on Article 2A earlier, but feel compelled to do so now in relation to Article 3.1. The Global Unions wish to reiterate its position that Article 3.1, as currently drafted, offers the most comprehensive personal scope from a rights holder and victim's perspective. The treaty should absolutely address the human rights obligations of all companies. The approach taken in Article 3.1 helps focus the operational provisions of the LBI on cross-border activities of business enterprises while maintaining a broad scope, which includes transnational and other enterprises. This hybrid approach will prevent enterprises from using their form of incorporation as a means of evading accountability. This approach also ensures that the LBI is clearly geared towards addressing business activities of a transnational character, which is where the main normative gaps in international human rights law lie. Chair, and in line with comments from our friends at the ICJ, FADEASH, and ECCHR, we also urge all delegations to engage with this article by taking into account the very real needs of rights holders and victims of corporate human rights abuse. In this regard, we cautiously welcome the alternative proposal offered by Cuba, which is intended at building consensus on the issue. Now, Chair, in relation to Article 3.3, while appreciating your efforts to streamline this important provision of material scope, we still feel that there is too much ambiguity with respect to norms that are categorized as binding on states, and as articulated by Ghana earlier. As this formulation still causes some confusion, we would recommend tighter language, something along the lines of, "This legally binding instrument shall cover all internationally recognized human rights and fundamental freedoms which the states parties of this LBI have ratified, including A, those recognized in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, B, all core international human rights treaties, C, ILO conventions, semicolon, as well as those to which they are otherwise bound, including the ILO Declaration of Fundamental Principles and Rights at Work, and E, customary international law." Chair, we also welcome Brazil's proposal to include international humanitarian and environmental law in Article 3.3. Thank you.